Hi, this is Pierre from Auroville Radio. The 7th of September 2016 was the annual Women Festival, first part of Auroville Village Action Group. Drama, group singing, storytelling and folk dance was in the program. An amazing day full of culture and progress for the women of the region. Let's hear that.
Hi. Hi, Ayan and Madhu. I'm really glad that you guys are here. And yeah, you're on Auroville Radio right now. So, what would you like to talk about the event? Like, what is the event all about?
So this is the fourth day of the annual Women's Festival. And this is the 20th edition of the festival. So we have been doing it for 20 years. And it's essentially like, it's funded by the women themselves. Okay. So Auroville Village Action Group works in the villages that are surrounding Auroville. And we conduct our programs through a network of self-help groups.
Okay.
And so we have about over 250 women self-help groups in the villages. And so all of these women, which is about 5,000 women who are all going to be here today, they participate in this festival, which they now conduct on their own.
Okay.
So they figure out what dances they want to do. There are like different days. So this is the fourth day. On the first day we had drawing competition and singing competition and sports and different kind of games like kabaddi, koko, tug of war, stuff like this. And then we had a debate on another day, so on and so forth. And this day is the cultural program.
Okay.
So we have folk dances from Tamil Nadu. They're all going to be traditional folk dances, and the drums are going to be live.
Okay.
And the women have been practicing for about a month. So we have like 6 hours of program.
Oh, nice.
And there's going to be 26 performances because, of course, all 250 groups have to participate. So yeah, so we're just excited. I have never seen this before.
Okay.
And a lot of the dance forms are like Dalit dance forms. So these are not, we don't see them in conventional, you know, like normally from Tamil Nadu, when we think about what is the Tamil Nadu dance, we think of Bharatanatyam.
Yeah.
But that is just only one dance form. But there are several in the local areas which are more like folk dances and of different communities which are maybe living on the fringe of society, which are generally people that Avag works with.
Okay.
So they're going to be performing their own dances. Then there's also going to be drama.
Okay.
So storytelling. So the women will be singing and also showing different issues, like gender issues that they face in their daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also going to be there. And there's going to be group singing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's what I know about it.
Nice. So another thing is I heard a lot about what these women self-help groups have been doing. So what would you like to talk about, you know, some of their events that, you know, that they have conducted? Because I heard about the AA event that they had. So can you elaborate a little bit on that? Like the different, so what the self-help groups like generally do and the concept of it.
So the self-help groups are a method of economic upliftment for women and their families.
Okay.
So they try to empower them to take matters in their own hands and like help themselves to get out of their own problems. This is the main funda, right? So they have also, like, together they attend capacity building workshops, leadership programs, things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So the network, like all 250 groups together form something called the Udayam Federation.
Okay.
And so this whole group functions together. They take decisions together. They have a office, like they have a board and so on. So some of the programs I can tell you about are like we have exchange programs. So these are inter-caste exchange programs designed to break caste barriers between different villages, since Tamil Nadu is a very caste-sensitive state.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the programs. Then we have also healing workshops, since a lot of the women face trauma in their lives in different forms. So we have somatic healing.
Okay.
And what you're talking about is the de-addiction service.
Yeah,
because alcoholism is a very big problem.
Okay.
And so most of their issues stem from their husbands or fathers or brothers being alcoholics and therefore spending all of their very meager income on that. And it leads to many other social issues like violence or, you know. Mm-hmm. So we started offering a de-addiction service. So the women nominate people like whose husbands maybe need this kind of service, mm-hmm. and then they come here. And I mean, I don't know very much in detail about how it works, but I know that we offer this addiction service. I can introduce you to somebody whose husband has been through it or whatever.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you so much, Rian. It was lovely talking to you.
He's like a media person, so.
Yeah. And how long have you been working with?
Just 2 months. I just finished 2 months, but I can share a little about our work with women. Because I'm from the village, I know about local women here, how their life in the house and how their life in the village.
Okay.
So I can say even my mom also, she don't want to go out and she think about just staying house, work only every day, working, just staying house.
Okay.
Her life like that. But I see everyone here, it's different.
Okay.
So they can express what they want, like it's a different life for them also. They can share if they have any problem. They can share with the women. They are happy when they're sharing and when they get the help of other women.
Yeah.
And then AVAC also help their children also to support their education, especially for girls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, it's a really good and beauty, like the next level for the women to, they can stand their own leg.
Yeah.
So they can carry their family, they can do, mostly in my culture, you can say in local, women's or the men's only going to work. So they are more bold, in family. But now I see some family here, the working here people,
mm-hmm.
the women's,
mm-hmm.
they can give some money from themselves.
Yeah.
So they are standing in their family, I'm the guy like that.
Yeah.
It's not I'm the guy, it's like... So
basically empowering them.
Yeah.
Empowering
So they are the head of the family, maybe.
Yeah.
Or they significantly contribute financially.
That's
they're
that's
really free here. They're really happy because in their house, just they have to work, cooking, cleaning house. But here, they're really happy and they're pretty exploring a lot.
That's great. That's great. Lovely talking to you both. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Pierre. I work for Auroville Radio, and we were at this is the 5 or 6 event.
40 event.
40.
Fourth. Actually, okay.
Fourth.
We started to celebrate women's festivals in 1996.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you consider that as the first event, and today's this year celebration is the 21st year celebration.
Oh, okay, 21st. So how did you feel this day?
Actually, today's celebration is the pre-event for the bigger celebration.
On October?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So, and today we had the cultural performances.
Yeah.
Purely performed by the women. It was great. Simply great and super.
I see everything, but I don't understand Tamil. But it was really interesting.
Yes.
So most of the women who come here were here.
Most of the women are from the bioregion of Auroville, and so I could say that they are from 1 kilometer of Auroville to 25 kilometers of Auroville. That is the radius of our operation. And so it was nice, and women got trained in giving dance, skit, drama, songs, and yoga, and other all forms of cultural performances.
So it's a great success today.
It was really a great success. And we could see many women participating. Even the women who came here as observers, and they also participated. So they loved the program. Actually this year each skit has had its own theme. Okay, the themes were on women, women, children, environment, and so on. And there were skits on women's education, gender equality, abuse of women, and afforestation, and taking care of water resources. So these were all the topics for drama. And when it comes to the dancers, we give preference for the folk dancers,
folk dancers
of Tamil Nadu. Generally, we don't encourage the women to dance for movie songs. And also, if the song, even if it is a folk song, if the meaning is quite vulgar and sexy, then we don't encourage it. Because you know that, generally speaking, in all our movies, the songs are related to sex and then love and so on.
Everywhere.
Okay.
I saw it too. Okay. Everywhere.
So, but when it comes to the cultural performances organized by AVAC, and we are very particular that it has to have a standard. It has to have a standard. Mm. And so we encourage them to give only traditional art forms. And this year, okay. We are a bit noisy. Okay. So, and also, okay, for a few dancers, for a few of the traditional dancers, we give training at Village Action Group. We had professionals who could train our women in street theater and in traditional folk songs. So it was great to see that some women even traveled 20 kilometers each day to get this training. So that really showed their involvement. I was really amazed. I could say that I was really touched by their involvement and commitment.
Big success.
Yeah.
It's meaningful.
It was, and also in the past, only young girls used to give dances. But this year, not only this year, okay, in recent years, I could say a big change in our women, that today many women in their 40s and 50s, and then they volunteer to dance.
They feel confident here.
And usually they say that it is like their mother's house. When they say it's like their mother's house, that itself says that, okay, Village Action Group is successful.
You know what? I travel around Auroville to understand the concept of Auroville, but for me, the Matri Mandir is here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This is the Matri Mandir of Auroville.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you are doing.
Okay. And also, even the women who didn't participate in the dance, who were there just as observers, they started to dance at one point. So it was really great. And when I was speaking to them after the event, and quite many of them told that they simply loved it.
I see on faces what happened today. Feel liberty, expression, freedom.
Many of them, they used to say that here, okay, they feel safe. Village Action Group is a safe space for them.
In a safe place, you can express.
Yes.
Thank you.
Women's festival, and since last year, we have been doing it as Women's Integration Festival. And women from different castes and different villages and different backgrounds participate. And this also we are planning to organize a bigger event with all our with our 5,000 women. And before that, actually, we are having 2-3 events. And already we had 3 events. And okay, on sports and then speeches, debating, songs. And today we are having cultural performances by the women. And one thing that you, what I want, expect you to understand is that these women, many of them are either illiterate or semi-literate. And many of them don't have any experience in cultural performances. And we just give them a platform to express. And if you ask them to do performance in the village, then most of them would not. But here we create a safe space where they are given the confidence to come and give performances. And also I could say that this particular year, more and more new clubs and new villages have come forward to participate. We really don't push anyone to come and drive, they come and give performances. In the past, there were also stories that few clubs, few villages, they used to say that, no, no, we don't want to join village action group. If we join, and then you would ask us to come, you would ask us to give cultural performances. So we used to say that, no, that's not true. Actually, even if you don't give performance, come and see the performance of other women. Usually we get chance, these days we get chance to see the performances only on television or on movies. Otherwise, only children give performance at the time of their annual day. But adults, particularly the women, they don't get any possibilities to create the, to give the performances. So here the space is created. And by looking at the performance over the years, and many clubs have come forward to give more and more performances. And we could even see the refinement in their performances. And actually the previous one, at the time of the rehearsal, there were 6 women. But yesterday there was a death, and then in another family there was a marriage or something like that, 2-3 women left. So, but we thought that they were going to cancel the program, but the rest of the women came and gave the performance. But and the previous one, the one before this one, and the drama, it was supposed to have 8-9 women. And in that village, there is a death, and 3-4 women, they were not able to participate. And yesterday, we heard that they are cancelling the event. But today, one woman, she did the role of 2-3 women. One standing here, it was another character, one standing here, it was another character. But whether we are able to see a sense of perfection or not, we have to encourage them. We have to look at the talent and the willingness to come and show them in front of a bigger audience.
That's all. Thank you very much. Hey, let's
சரி, நீ சங்கத்துல சேர்ந்து இருந்தியாவா?
இருக்கிறேன்
சரி. ஏமா நம்ம ஆரோவில் சங்கத்துல பக்கத்துல ஒரு ஊர்ல குடியிருத்தணும் ஒரு ஹாஸ்பிட்டல் இருக்குது, அந்த ஹாஸ்பிட்டல் இட்டுன்னு போ, உங்க வீட்டுக்காரர் தெரிஞ்சிடுவாரு. ஆனா அங்க போறதுக்கு 15 நாள் ட்ரீட்மெண்ட் எடுக்கணும். ஆனா நீ போய் அங்க 15 நாள் ஸ்டாக் பிடிச்சி இருந்து ட்ரீட்மெண்ட் எடுக்க கண்டிப்பா உங்க வீட்டுக்காரர் குணம் அடைஞ்சிடுவாரு.
என்கிட்ட ஒரு பைசா கூட இல்லையே அவர் ஹாஸ்பிட்டல் கிட்ட போச்சு.
அம்மா நம்ம நிதான் சங்கத்துல இருக்கிறல்ல, நாங்க வந்து ஆரோவில் கிராம செயல்வெளி குழு சங்கத்துல இருந்து உங்களுக்கு லோன் வாங்கி தரோம், அதுல இருந்து சிறு சிறு கடன் அடைச்சிடலாம். நீ வந்து கண்டிப்பா அதுல காசு வாங்கிக்கணும், போயிட்டு உங்க வீட்டுக்காரர் திருப்பி கண்டிப்பா இட்டுனுவா.
Madam, program is over?
Program is over.
Finish?
Finish.
One word for the Aurovira radio. Can you tell me? How was the day? The day was good?
No. Day was good. Very nice. இங்க வாங்க. இந்த டே பத்தி என்ன சொல்றீங்களா அவருக்கு? இன்னைக்கு எப்படி இருந்துச்சு?
One little word for radio, Aurovira radio. One word.
வாங்க, இங்க வாங்க அக்கா. இங்க வாங்க.
One word for radio. In Tamil, no problem.
In Tamil? இன்னைக்கு எப்படி இருந்துச்சு இன்னைக்கு ப்ரோக்ராம்?
நல்லா இருந்துச்சு.
நல்லா இருந்தது. எப்படின்னு கொஞ்சம் சொல்லுங்களேன், எப்படி நல்லா இருந்தது என்னன்னு கொஞ்சம் சொல்லுங்க.
கொஞ்சம் மன மகிழ்ச்சியா இருந்தது, கொஞ்சம் கஷ்டம் எல்லாம் போயிடுது கொஞ்ச நேரம் வந்தாலும். இதே மாதிரி திரும்ப திரும்ப இதே மாதிரி நல்லா நடந்தா நல்லா இருக்கும்.
நல்லா இருக்கும்.
Very good day, huh?
Yeah,
good.
Very good day.
Nandri, huh?
நீங்க என்ன சொல்றீங்க?
நன்றி அக்கா.
பரவாயில்ல, நல்லா இருந்தது. இத்தனை வருஷத்தோட இந்த வருஷம் ரொம்ப மகிழ்ச்சியா இருந்தது.
ஏன் இந்த வருஷம் ரொம்ப மகிழ்ச்சியா
இருந்தீங்க? ஏன்னா ஆர்வம் ஜாலியா இருந்தது.
தனித்தனியா பிச்சி பிச்சி செஞ்சதுனால நல்லா
இருந்தது.
ஒரு
கும்பலா இருக்க புள்ள வந்து சந்தோஷம் இருக்காது. இது தனித்தனியா செய்யும் ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா ஜாலியாகவும் இருந்தது. நம்மளுக்கும் ஒரு ஆடணும்னு ஒரு ஆர்வம் வந்துருச்சு.
வாங்க சார். தேங்க்யூ. டுடே இஸ் ப்ரோ வேண்டாங்க, தேவையில்லை. டுடே ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் வெரி நைஸ். யுவர் ஃபீலிங் 3 days மூணு நாள் நம்ம பிரித்து செஞ்சதில் ரொம்ப மகிழ்ச்சியாக இருந்தாங்க. டான்ஸ் ஆட சொன்னோம்ல லாஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம்,
மகிழ்ச்சி
ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா இருந்துச்சு.
ஆரம்பத்துல இருந்து ஒரு ஆணுன்னு இருந்துச்சு, அதை எங்க புள்ளி ஜனம் வந்திருந்தா இன்னும் கொஞ்சம் கலந்துக்கலாம். இன்னும் வரல, அவங்க யாரும் வரல.
ரொம்ப ஹாப்பியா இருந்துச்சா?
ரொம்ப ஹாப்பியா இருந்துச்சு.
ரொம்ப ஹாப்பி.
Very magical.
Welcome. Yeah. Romba magichi.
Romba
magichi.
Nandri.
He has been in Village Action Group for how many years now? 15 years.
Oh, 25 years.
25 years.
Yeah. 25 years.
Lakshmi.
Yeah, Lakshmi.
She was so thin.
Yeah.
So thin when she came.
Yeah.
So young.
So I am joining young lady. Young girl. Yeah. So only half sari.
She's in charge of development. Yeah. Bye, Lakshmi. Bye.
There are 6 or 7 workers, and they are all development workers. So each of them has a certain number of villages under their care. So she's one of them. She's not completely in charge, but she's one of those. So these, a lot of them have been with Village Action for like 2 decades or more. And so they know each person from the groups on a name basis, like they know everybody personally.
Yeah. I know this style. This is a good style of working if you want to progress.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
The second part of the annual Women's Festival gonna arrive soon in October. I wish you can come to see what happens. It was Pierre from Auroville Radio. See you soon. Bye.